So the viscosity will turn out to be very important. And the fifth equation is effectively the energy equation, which effectively can be often ends up with the equation of state, which relates the pressure to the temperature. So the critical feature that you deduce about these equations, which are different from what you had before, is that there are five variables at each grid point, and something which has a lot of implications for the solutions, but not particularly for the computer science, that they're nonlinear in these independent variables. Whereas the classic Laplace's equation is a linear equation. And if you take take one solution with a given boundary values and another solution with different boundary values, and if you add the things together, you'll get a solution with the added boundary values. That's not true in CFD because things are nonlinear.